Number 193, Henry Phipps. From the Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Read for LibriVox.org by Sean McGahey. December 29th, 2006. I was the Sunday school superintendent, the dummy president of the wagon works and the canning factory, acting for Thomas Rhodes and the banking clique. My son, the cashier of the bank, wedded to Rhodes' daughter. My weekdays spent in making money, my Sundays at church and in prayer. In everything, a cog in the wheel of things as they are, of money, master, and man, made white with the paint of the Christian creed. And then the bank collapsed. I stood and looked at the wrecked machine, the wheels with blowholes stopped with putty and painted, the rotten bolts, the broken rods, and only the hopper for souls fit to be used again. In, a new devourer of life, when newspapers, judges, and money magicians build over again. I was stripped to the bone, but I lay in the rock of ages, seeing now through the game, no longer a dupe, and knowing the upright shall dwell in the land, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Then suddenly, Dr. Myers discovered a cancer in my liver. I was not, after all, the particular care of God. Why, even thus standing on a peak, above the mist through which I had climbed, and ready for larger life in the world, eternal forces moved me on with a push. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.